There's a thing in the paper this morning about the new cruise ship, the Wonder of the Seas.
Yes, it's the biggest in the world, isn't
yes.
it? Royal Caribbean.
Yeah. It set out on its spectacular maiden voyage last Friday. It's going from Florida to the Caribbean. Let me tell you about the Wonder of the Seas. 18 decks, 16 of them for passengers. It is longer from, what do you call the nautical terms?
Aft to...
Front to back. It is longer than the Eiffel Tower is tall. It's longer than the Shard in London is tall. It's got 31 bars and restaurants, 19 swimming pools.
What?
It's got like, I mean, it's like being in a city, as cruises tend to be nowadays,
you know.
I've never been on one. I told you it had 19 swimming pools. Every trip has enough beer to fill the 19 swimming pools twice over.
Bloody hell.
There are 8 differently themed zones with names such as Central Park, which has piped birdsong, and 12,000 trees. There are 12,000 trees on
this
cruise
ship.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. And where do the roots go? That's what I want to know.
Crikey, yeah. Well, they're just set in place, perhaps. Look at there, there's cinemas. There's big...
ice rink, I believe, as well.
There is an ice rink. There's a large rink on deck number 4, if you're looking for it, where there's an ice extravaganza. That's very clever.
Ice extravaganza
show every night. The ultimate abyss is a slide descending 100... There's a 100-foot slide. It goes 10 decks down in 13 seconds.
Good Lord. That sounds much fancier than any hotel I've ever been in my life.
Can't find what the cost of all this is. But you're
funny that, isn't it?
Yeah.
They forgot to mention that part.
2,300 crew on this.
WLR's Big Breakfast Blah. Maggie was on to say aft and bow is how you say front and back.
Bow and aft, yeah. Yes. I was front to back on a ship. We were talking about the Wonder of the Seas. 1,188 feet length. That is 54 Reginald's Towers, if you're wondering. 3 times longer than the Dublin Spire, according to the headline in the Mail this morning. Do you want to know what else it has?
I'm suitably jealous because it sounds like it's an amazing experience. But Maggie was on as well to say that as holidays go, cruise ships they are great because you can split up. Like you're not sort of on top of each other.
Not on a ship this size.
No,
anyway.
Definitely not. Not in 54 Reginald Towers. and you can get off wherever you want within reason. It tends to be affordable in comparison to other holidays because everything is included most of the time. Food,
of course,
drink,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
So go on, tell us more about this monstrosity of the seas.
The Wonder of the Seas is the world's biggest cruise ship and it set sail last Friday. It has an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
What?
With private cabana-style rooms that can be rented for €275 an hour.
I know, not everything is included, so.
A giant outside cinema screen allows passengers to watch films under the stars while you laze by the pool. I mean, this ship turns up one day. We have an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yeah, one of the 19 pools.
We're in the sea. And we're stopping at numerous beautiful beaches along the way. But no, that water is not good enough. We have a swimming pool the size of an Olympic-sized swimming pool on the ship.
A 100-foot slide as well.
100-foot slide. And it has Broadway shows by the cast of Chicago every night in the amphitheatre.
So what I'm asking people is this your ideal? Like, I mean, if you were to come up with like an ideal holiday, would this be your ideal holiday?
It's that the facilities and all that sound amazing. I know people who go on cruise and have been on cruises actually recently since the whole thing reopened again. But the structured and organized nature of it, kind of, I'm a little bit...
You don't like organized fun?
No, I'm not all about the strict organization. But I mean, in saying that, the size of this thing, they're saying it's like a city on the water.
And there's so much to do. Like,
I mean,
you're never bored.
There are 31 bars and restaurants. There's a main thoroughfare. There are shops here. It's like you might as well walk down your local village or your local town. You know.
A couple of texts in on cruises.
Yeah,
we were talking about it.
We have cruise news this morning or just cruise.
Would it work?
It has to be cruise news, I suppose, then.
Because the largest cruise ship in the world has set sail and it is mega. It's absolutely kind of a little bit ridiculous what's on board there.
Yeah, it's called Wonder of the Seas. It's Royal Caribbean. It's room for 9,200 people. It's 3 times longer than the Dublin Spire is tall. It's 54 Reginald's Towers long.
Mental stuff.
Height-wise, Reginald's Tower height.
19 pools, over 30 restaurants.
Yeah, it was built in France. Its home port is Bahamas. It is, we were trying to compare it to the Titanic. It is 3 times heavier and it's 100 metres longer than Titanic.
But of all the things they have on board, a texter was wondering, do they have blahs on that ship, lads?
Oh.
Not going on my holidays without the blahs.
Unless anybody from Waterford booked a ticket. and brought them with them. I'm taking off one star from my review because no blahs, boy.